Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Quran, Allah has stated that a lot of quantity of jinn and human beings from amongst them, people will go into hell, Jahannam. They will enter into hell. Now, despite the fact that jinn and insan, human beings, are creation and they are the superior form of creation, human beings, and jinn, they have understanding, the men folk have understanding, human beings, they know about the kitabs, but they will go, a lot of people will go into Jahannam. So with regards to both forms of creation, Allah Ta'ala has stated, despite the fact that prophets came to them, Anbiya alayhi musallam came to them, guidance path was shown to them, defined to them, the books were given to them, revealed to them, explained to them, Allah Ta'ala totally gave them guidance and sent His, delivered His message to them. But despite all of this, despite having understanding and aqal and awareness, Allah says that they will enter into hell in high quantity. A lot of them will enter into hell. Now this is the style of the Qur'an-i Hakim. That the Qur'an-i Hakim, it gives what message? It gives this message that listen to these words and pull yourselves together. And correct yourselves. Realign yourselves. Straighten yourselves. Don't think that the Quran is a book of stories or there are tales in there. There are tales or there are Jack and Ori stories. No, they are the events of the previous nations. There are warnings, admonishment, etc. for the purpose that Allah Ta'ala wants to save mankind from the fire of Jahannam. So in this verse, Allah has given a warning. This moment in time, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us iman, belief. Along with iman, Allah has given us a great treasure that He has brought us to the masjid. Subhanallah. Great ni'mah. Great, great treasure Allah has allowed us to pray salah. And it's not this that we just prayed salah. After that, Allah Ta'ala has gathered us together, assembled us together, sat us down in that masjid, and He has allowed us, given us the capability to sit in such a majlis, which is the most beloved gathering for Allah. Subhanallah. So this is a great status. This is a great opportunity Allah has given to us. And rank, and obviously if I speak about myself, I wasn't capable that all these ni'mas and treasures Allah would give to me. But this is Allah's karam, mercy, His blessings, His graciousness. But, what's going to come after? We don't know. Will we have iman or not? Will I come to the masjid with iman or not? Will I be able to pray or not? Some whisper, waswasa could come. Thousands have been seen that waswasa of shaitan comes, some issue arises. And then they start going backwards in reverse gear, U-turn. And we should fear Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that high quantity of people, لَا تَعَدْ كَثِيرٌ. Now if Allah is saying kathir, then we cannot imagine the quantity Allah is referring to. May Allah not allow, may not allow, na'udhu billah. We could be sat in, we're sat in kathir, or are we not? Or are we not? So here the point that arises is that today in this mode of iman, we are here, we have iman, we have prayed salah, and we are doing a high grade action. Allah has allowed us to do this. So then Allah Ta'ala at the same time is saying this. So Allah Ta'ala's words are haq, truth, correct, factual. So how can this be? That the person is praying salah, doing all the deeds, and how will he then go into hellfire? How can this be? He's doing good amal, good deeds. Allah Ta'ala then concludes this verse. Allah mentions that disease, what reason causes man and the jinn to go into Jahannam, men and women. This verse Allah Ta'ala states, أُولَيْكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. The reason behind their going into hellfire, the root cause, what takes them into hellfire? And that is the biggest disease due to which a person will go into Jahannam, and that is ghafilun, ghafil. The person, he starts to get overtaken with ghaflat, negligence, laziness, ignorance, unawareness. So what we realize from the Quran is that the disease of the ghafil person, being a ghafil, yes, lazy, neglectful, this is the most dangerous thing for a human being. Dangerous phase, state, because ghaflat, a person who is a ghafil, who is neglectful, lazy, unaware, ignorant, and not aware of what he's doing, those people who have that quality will be thrown into hellfire in high quantities. So what is this disease, illness, and how can we save ourselves from it? There are different stages of being a ghafil, different stages, different steps or phases. How does it start? MashaAllah, we have iman, and we have amal, deeds we're doing, and we're doing good amal, good practice, doing dhikr, adhkar, we're doing everything. And then what will take the person to his downfall if we're not careful? What is that? Shaitan, his biggest attack on a person who is working hard on the path of Allah, wants to go on the path of Allah, wants to be safe from Jahannam, the biggest trap of Shaitan, his arrow that pierces people, the muttaqis, how does he grab hold of someone? From a person, he makes a person a ghafil. Yes, a ghaflat. Ghaflat, in other words, negligence, laziness, is such a condition. A person's practicing, then he gets lazy. We can say susti. Yeah, we say susti. Laziness. Oh, laid back. Yes, bone idle. Oh, just a little bit lazy. I didn't see you in Salat. Oh, just a little bit lazy. So he doesn't know where the work is of the initiation. And where does it take a person? The Quran will explain. So the first stage, when a person feels that Allah Ta'ala has given me rewards, and the biggest thing is that Allah Ta'ala has given me iman, belief, faith. After that, Allah has given me knowledge, consciousness, awareness. Allah Ta'ala has given me deeds to practice, and then Allah has made it easy for me to practice those deeds. Every masjid, I run to that masjid, I pray salah, I recite the Quran. On top of that, Allah Ta'ala has furthered my progression, given me more progression and development, and Allah Ta'ala introduced me to one of His friends. And then beyond that, Allah Ta'ala has taken me, I went to His friend, Allah's friend, Shaykh, and then he made my heart content. Happens sometimes, isn't it? Person goes to a hospital for a cure, and he doesn't feel like it. Oh, I deny these doctors. The remedy, the solution is not good. Person's not satisfied. But some people, some pharmacists or doctors, such, oh, what a very nice hospital. Good treatment. I'm happy. So it's stated that a person, Allah Ta'ala will say that, for example, I will take you to my friend who will guide you to the path, and I will make your heart content. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So if anyone says, where are you going? No, my heart is attached there, alhamdulillah. Not just this, but I'm also starting to see the benefits there. I've also started to feel that I'm getting benefit there. Who is doing all of this? Allah Ta'ala is allowing this to occur. Subhanallah. So a person's heart, it doesn't attach to goodness, is it? Shaitan works hard, he distracts a person, deviates a person. So Allah Ta'ala, He's given that person guidance, awareness, taken that person to His wali, and He's made his heart content, made it strong. And further Allah Ta'ala strengthens it, that Allah Ta'ala creates love amongst the hearts of those people. Subhanallah. This is all hadith, events in the hadith. How does this occur with a person? Look. Why does Muslim Allah, so he starts to see that Shaykh, the wali Allah, in his dream, and he's penetrating in his heart, and he'll start giving his time and effort for him, and his memories come to his mind because he's got love for that teacher. So it's no blood relationship, no connection, nothing. Just what? The Allah Ta'ala's name. To learn Allah's name, the love increased for the sake of Allah's name. Subhanallah. Then Allah Ta'ala increased the love. Allah Ta'ala increased the love between their hearts, and such a love that Allah Ta'ala elevated that love more than all the other loves. Subhanallah. This stage also occurs. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to my Shaykh. Oh, listen to me, Yar. Someone's trying to please his wife, children. Look, give me a bit of permission. I just want to half an hour sit with my Shaykh, speak to him. Okay, just take one gathering. And then they beg that they want to go. Beg. There's no relationship, blood relationship, no connection. Who's doing this? Allah Ta'ala is creating this bond. Subhanallah. Allah does this. Now, when a person gets to this stage, then Shaitan, he goes into overdrive, works hard. And we see people like this, you see as well, me, all, we're all sat here, the same people, in these categories. We start, Allah Ta'ala has given this stage. And then you see a person starts to disappear. He's gone from dhikr. Where's he gone, the brother? Oh, I had some work. I got such a job. I'm occupied. And then it starts from there. He forgets those favors of Allah, the big favors of Allah that were upon him. Is this not the great favor of Allah? That until here, Allah Ta'ala has delivered you to here. Then what does he do? Regularly, when I look at the sheets of people, there are crosses. I was lazy, my eyes didn't open, I couldn't come. There's dhikr, the gathering's taking place, and he sat at home. If only at that time a person was to think for a few moments that Allah Ta'ala has given me a great favor. Was I capable that I could recite Allah's name? Was I capable of wearing the imamah, of remembering Allah, of going to the masjid? Was I capable of sitting in that majlis, that gathering with love? Allah Ta'ala says that if you sit in that gathering, it becomes the portion of paradise where you're sitting. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, He gives the tawfiq capability for us, we people, to sit for a little while. But shaitan attacks. He plans. He conjures up a mechanism. And that's why Allah says, kathirun, high quantity of people will go into Jahannam. Allah said, I prepared them for Jannah. Paradise gave them the capability. And what's this can happen at any stage, any time. There's no guarantee. But shaitan is always present with us, around us. This is our test. Allah Ta'ala is explaining in the Quran that always keep yourself on high alert. Not today I'm doing dhikr and I'll do it tomorrow. No. No. If you don't control yourself and look at shaitan and nafs and ward them off and control them, astaghfirullah, then tomorrow in front of you there are friends, colleagues, men and women. How many of them disappear? They're gone. Is this not the case? Then me, you, we're in the same place. We're in the same boat. We disappear. Then you have to push start that person. This is not enjoyment, is it? Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this, is it? Up and down like a yo-yo. Allah says, I put the dish in front of you. Then I have to beg you as well to eat. Please eat, please eat. This ain't good. That doesn't make sense. This is rejection. That's being ungrateful. And then to play games like that with Allah. Oh, why? Oh, I'm lazy. Why don't you come to dhikr? Oh, I'll try to come. I'll try to come. But if only we looked inside ourselves, Allah Ta'ala, He's given us a great ni'mah. This is how we repay for the favor. Oh, pick the tasbih. Oh, no, I can't do tasbih. We say that sometimes. Oh, I can't sit in maraqabah. It's difficult. 5 minutes. My heart starts to feel heavy. Allahu Akbar. The whole universe is proud of a person who's sitting down, head bowed, remembering Allah in his heart. The universe is proud of that person. Because Allah Ta'ala says, you remember me in your heart? So I remember you also in the same way. This is Allah's favor, great ni'mah for us, great ni'mah. We say, no. Oh, how can I go that far to the masjid? How can I go there? Look how bad this is, isn't it? This is the disease of being the ghafil. Ulaika humul ghafilun. Ghaflat, negligence, laziness is a severe illness, severe disease. How we need to beware after one salah to leave the next salah. This is the biggest qiyamah. Judgment day for a person. How can this person do this? Allah has given tawfiq to pray salam. We don't go to the masjid. Can a person think like this? Can he? Can a person that with regards to Allah Ta'ala seats you, explains to you in the masjid, an alim he speaks or a friend of Allah speaks and he tells him don't do this sin. The message has been given to him and then he continues to do that sin. Tell me, what's going on? What will happen with that person? What will be the consequences of that person? That's why Allah Ta'ala says, I will fill up Jahannam with such people. Hellfire. And so no small reason, Allah is saying, that due to their negligence and laziness and rejection and ignorance, I will fill up Jahannam. So this is the point we need to understand. And such conditions of people created around them, when this stage comes in life, friends, be careful, careful. There will be the most dangerous of times for a person. He's learned dhikr. He's arrived to the company of the Waliyullah. He's high class. This is a great, great name of Allah. The path of the deen, I'll tell you. This is the high class, highest class and status of deen. That Allah Ta'ala takes you, introduces you to such a person that he takes you then to Allah. That sheikh, the teacher, the friend of Allah. For which the Prophet ﷺ did dua. That Allah give us your love and give us the love of those people who love you. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the dua that Allah have mercy on us. We want your love. We want your love. So Allah, send us, give us the love of your beloved who can take us to you, who can take us on the journey to you. So this is the dua, these are duas. So for Allah Ta'ala, if that shaykh can take the person, his student on the journey to Allah and then make his heart content today. A brother was saying, recently there was a gathering, a lot of people, and he told me this, he shared this with me. He's not here, I can't see him. in the gathering. Maybe 30 minutes ago he said this to me. And while we're speaking and a point came out, he said that we were invited somewhere. And in the invitation a couple of days ago, and there were a lot of people there. There was a gathering, lots of people. He said that the discussion about peer started. People, obviously, they start talking about the topic. He said, this person, I did bayah with him. He was a thief. And he was this. He was a fraudster. Today, there's deception beyond deception. This and that. 30 minutes, people carried on speaking. Then somebody said from amongst them, it's very difficult now. Where do you find the wali Allah? It's impossible to find a sheikh. He said, then I could not bear that. I could not bear that anymore. Then he said some words, what he said. And then when I start, I'll show you that person. And he spoke about his peer. It must be his peer, his sheikh, the poor soul. And he told him, he's telling me this. He said, then I shared my sheikh, that I will demonstrate to you who is a sheikh. What is it? He lives in that street. That's his gathering. Come, I'll tell you about him. He told me this. He said, everyone was silent. He said, now, how can you say that there's no wali of Allah today? That the friend of Allah we want, that we seek, that we, what we desire, that comes, sons come into our lives and businesses flourish. We want the material link. And this doesn't mean that a friend of Allah, when you go to him and introduce him to him, you meet Allah. Allah is found. And you get close to Allah. But that's why people don't come, because we don't have this as our objective. That's not our objective. For our objective will come for the dunya, to Allah. Maybe due to his wali Allah, the son will come, the daughter will come, or I'll get this ta'weez, or this aspect of my life will improve or increase. This is what we want when we hear the wali of Allah's name. But this is not the relationship with the wali Allah. Has Allah given a guarantee that I will listen to his dua? Has the sahab used to say this? That you asking me to do dua? Has Allah Ta'ala revealed a verse for me that if I do dua, that my dua will be accepted? If you've come for this reason, then your dua will not even be accepted by me. Subhanallah. He said, if this is your niyyah and you want me to do dua for you, then this dua will not be accepted. Yes. If you've come for Allah, for the sake of Allah's name, and even if you didn't do dua, then your dua will be accepted. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Friends of Allah, if you go and sit with a wali Allah, alhamdulillah, and you don't say yourself, subhanAllah, the person, when he takes difficulties with him, then they are eliminated. But if you go, they start crying, complaining about dunya. Allah says, oh, he's in love with the dunya. Your deen's gone, and the dunya's gone as well. Say loudly, the dunya's gone as well. Most definitely, the du'as accepted in the company of the wali Allah. Rahmah is spread. Mercy, the beloveds of Allah. These gatherings of dhikr, if there's a wali of Allah sitting, there are people sat here, walis beyond walis, friends of Allah beyond friends of Allah. So, will Allah Ta'ala's rahmah mercy not descend in such a place? But for those people who come with this intention near, that we want to correct ourselves, we want to islah with our hazrat, we want to be pious, we want to be good, we want to obey him, we want to imitate him, we want to listen to his words. Allah says, now you've come with this near, now you don't ask, now you don't ask, you're coming. That will fulfill your needs itself automatically. Subhanallah. The Allah says, will anybody better than me know about your needs? Is there anyone better than me who knows about your problems? Is there anyone better aside me who knows about your issues and difficulties? You have no need to call out. Say, you've come. That's it. You've asked for my nearness. Now I will fulfill all of your requirements. Subhanallah. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But let's first align our niyyah. Intention. Correct it. Think about it, our niyyahs are not correct. We sit for 10 years, 15 years, so long. We still don't feel like doing things. There's no noor in the heart, no light on the heart. Thousands of nonsense, rubbish excuses. This didn't happen, I couldn't do this, this happened, that happened. You've come here to this hospital for the cure. Then at least pay attention to the cure, to the solution. Pay attention to them. That all of my diseases should be eliminated, the sins within me should be eliminated, grave is coming close to me. And if I go like this to Allah, in this state with this trimmed up beard, with this face, with these salahs that I've got to my name, what will be my circumstances then? But why am I not practicing? This is a disease within me. So I should sit next to this Hazrat Sheikh and eliminate my diseases so I can become a pious human being. Subhanallah. What a great desire. What a great desire. Being ill is not bad. It's not a bad thing in itself. If somebody's ill and he comes, then subhanAllah, spirituality is what will give him the benefit. But shaitan is who deviates a person, diverts him. That's it. So here, a person, we've come here to correct ourselves, or we come here to say, oh, do this for me and do magic on me, so this comes out and jinns come out. Who is the one who will solve all the issues? Allah. Who gives illness? Allah. Who gives cure? Allah. So we are here for Allah. That's why we've come here. If we have come to the company of a wali of Allah Shaykh, we've come for Allah's sake and leave all the other things for afterwards. Allah is the one who give to us. Whether we'll feel like it or not, it's Allah's choice. We should just become good human beings. If there's weakness in our heart, if our salah is weak, we pray two, we didn't pray the third, we come to the masjid sometimes we don't go, sometimes we grow the beard this long or short, go on umrah or this and that. Allah, eliminate this drama from my life. If I die in this state, then the Quran is giving me a big warning. So what does this occur? Ulaikumul ghafilun, a person's ghafil, has tasbih in his hand, Allah has allowed him to pray salah, give him the company of a wali Allah. Then he says, no, I'm lazy. That's the first stage. First stage of ruin. Laziness, bone idleness. Let's go further now about the ghafil. Next stage, Allah says, okay. Allah Ta'ala then seals his heart partly. Heart is sealed partly. Then slowly stops coming to the majlis. First, he would attend morning and evening the majlis. These are examples I'm giving to you, isn't it? Yes, regularly. Then he became a bit lazy. He embarked onto step number one, laziness, and then on the sheets, the crosses start coming. Then the next step is what? Allah says, okay, so this is how you repay my favor? You were like a dirty spider in the drain, and where I picked you up from where you are now, you were that dirty spider, dirty insect, and I took you from there, and I seated you into the pure, clean garden of paradise, and I started to give you the foods of Jannah paradise. Is this the case? MashaAllah, the nature around you was proud of you and sending durud on you. And this is the payment you're giving, the response. You're lazy. If you're lazy, then what does he start doing? Without any other excuse, the majalis, he could come easily. I'm lazy, I couldn't open my eyes, I was drowsy. Little excuses are stopping. He stops coming. Listen to what I'm saying clearly. Whatever stage Allah Ta'ala takes you to, never go lower than that stage in life. Write this down. Whatever stage Allah Ta'ala delivers you to, for example, subhanallah. Sometimes, have you done Umrah in Ramadan? Yes. So, then when you go in Ramadan, what happens? You try, get close to Baytullah in the front row. You try, isn't it? And so if you go then sit there at Dhuhr time until Isha, the person remains in his position. Why? Because he doesn't want to go back. Behind the greatest position and line, we can sit here and look at the Kaaba, do tawaf. I'll sit here, and until night I'll sit there. That we arrived, otherwise we'll fail. So this is the point. The Allah Ta'ala has given you five times in Jama'at the tawfiq to praise Allah. Then go above that, don't go below that. If you start going below that, then consider the ghaflat has come inside you and shaitan has attacked. So when Allah Ta'ala has given us the majalis, the gatherings, and two times a day majlis, and you're able to sit down with your shaykh, then you've reached the high class position, high class status. Here you shouldn't imagine that I should go below that. Instead of going two majalis, go to one majlis. And with this position comes Allah says, Ulaikumul ghafilun. Quran says, then your negligence and ignorance has started within you. And Allah says, I'll take you down lower than. Then what happens? That individual, then it goes worse, then three, then it comes three times a week, then not twice a day, then after a few weeks, then you see him sometimes, no, then the imamah comes off, then the beard is trimmed, and then the sins alongside that start to increase. Sins increase inside in the life of that person. I'm telling you the truth here. Allah Ta'ala, when He says this in the Quran, that when I fill up Jahannam, it will be with the individuals in the Jinnat. More people, high quantity. Kathirun min al-jinn, Allah says that lots of people, the next stage, then Allah Ta'ala takes a person. Now, Allah Ta'ala's rewards, a person will start leaving those rewards, he'll start to change, his life will change, his feelings will change. Quran is explaining this to us, all of this. To this extent, what happens is that he comes to the weak position of iman, he starts crying, then he starts to be ashamed of people, then he hides and does sin in hiding. All life long, slowly his life changes. This is where it starts from, I tell you the truth, this is where it starts from. His sins start to increase, and he starts to dislike, and then lazy, and laid back and bone idle. And may this word never come into our lives, laziness, ignorance. A salik, how can he do this? If he's reached to a status, always do dua and try and make effort. Allah, when my death comes, that I pass away reciting kalama, I'm this status that I'm on, the good status. That morning and evening, a person needed dhikr of Allah, such a great reward Allah gives, and the person's lazy on that? Negligent, those who listen online, also those people, women folk, men folk, for them it's the same. Know this, Ramadan, then don't ask Don't us, every man and woman are trying, listening to dhikr. As soon as Ramadan ends, then the viewers, if you look at the numbers, they cut down by half. 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 every day. So is this just for Ramadan, the link with Allah? After what a great reward Allah has given to you, the whole of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala enabled you to do dhikr. As soon as Ramadan ends and He gives you this favor, and then suddenly you drop yourself in your levels and status. No, rather what should happen is that for the rest of your life you should maintain your status. The status Allah Ta'ala has sent you to or lifted you to. You understand what I'm saying or not? So this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from the servant. Otherwise Allah says, I will fill up Jahannam hellfire with these people. So remember, the stage that Allah Ta'ala has taken us up to, we should not go below that, do a U-turn, go back. It's not our opinions and decisions that run here. No, when Allah gives, first of all, I don't have a job. When you get a job, then whose command is obeyed? The Malik, the owner, you will work 8 hours. If you say, no, I'll work 3 hours, you'll say, not three, eight, you'll have to work. And then if he after 3 hours says, okay, I'm gone now, he says, okay, go, then be gone with you, I don't need you. Allah Ta'ala says that I've defined to you the deen, so I bring you to my maqam of my remembrance and deen, then you have to follow my choice. No, it's my choice, I'll go now, leave it now. No, consider, I'm regular, until death I will not leave the gathering of dhikr. Allah has given me a high class deen. Allah Ta'ala selected me from amongst millions of people. If you feel lazy, you don't feel like it, this is all the ghaflat. Laziness that shaitan is developing inside a person. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Has it come onto our hearts, the point? Good. So then Allah says the final stage then comes upon a person who's lazy, ignorant. Then he goes into a weird scenario. Weird scenario. Gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Where does he arrive to? Where does he reach? Allah says, they feels like it. La yafqahoon. The heart is present, but the understanding has come out from within the heart. Totally empty box. He likes impure things. He'll be attracted to the things of the world, the material world. The dunya, he's in love with the dunya. You know, good people I meet, and I met a brother, Sahib, today. And he said, Dhikr, Hazrat, whatever you said, these are simple, plain people. I'm talking about them, not some big shot Mulana Sahib. All the people who learn dhikr in the streets and outside, here in the locality, they don't pray salah before. And I said, you've learned dhikr and you come. So how is it? He said, Hazrat, that he maybe don't have that knowledge or how to praise. How can I utilize the words for the discussion with simplicity? And such a beautiful thing he said, that my heart, you can just say that my heart became like ambala matai, ambala sweets. My whole body became sweet, subhanallah. So it was severely cold. I was standing with him. It was raining. I forgot everything at that time. With the sweetness of what he said. 1 hour I stood with him. He made me so rejoice. He said, you know, one thing let me tell you, that from dhikr I get a lot of benefit. I said, what is it? He didn't say benefit. Rather he said, what occurs is that before I was always in this conundrum. I need to buy this shop. I need to buy this house. I need to do this action. Always I was thinking about business. He's a big businessman. He said, I need to do this and do that. He said that now, what can I say to Hazrat Sahib? I swear by Allah, my heart doesn't feel like it now. Totally, I've forgotten that story. Now, what does it look at the simplicity. He says that 2 a.m. my eyes open. How? What time? 2 a.m. He says that 2 a.m. my eyes open. And Hazrat Sahib, the dhikr you've told me, I start doing that dhikr. That's all I do. Subhanallah. And I don't have any other desire. Then further, I said, what's the benefit? What else occurs? He said, Hazrat, what other benefits shall I tell you? Now the situation has arisen that I don't feel like saying bad or negative things to anybody. Subhanallah. People say bad to me, swear at me, scold me. Before, I used to respond, but now I smile if someone says bad to me. Subhanallah. This is dhikr Allah. Do you understand how great a thing is the dhikr of Allah? I said, wow, mashallah, you've achieved. I said, mashallah, you carry on doing this, it's good. So, we shouldn't go backwards. Allah says you need to progress forwards. Go forwards, promote yourselves. If you go back, then you'll have the heart, la yafqahoon, it'll be such a heart that you won't understand what is the Quran, how do I save myself from Jahannam, what are the benefits of Salah, nothing. That when Salah comes, you'll joke, where's he going, that man, what's up to people, that person will say, you'll laugh, that's the punishment, that oh, you hear somebody's praying with in congregation, why are you praying in congregation, why don't you pray at home? So those same people who were on the deen, he starts speaking against those people, and after some time, they fall into neglect. Allah Ta'ala says, they have the eyes, life saroon, subhanallah. Quran is saying this, but they can't see. Yes, all they can see is gold and silver. Dunya, 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 world, world, world. They can't see the reality of the words of the Quran. They disappear from in front of your eyes. Time and time again, he's reading, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyu al-qayyum. He doesn't understand what's the meaning of this. Yes, he's going against that. Yes, even if he's done talawat of Quran recitation, he doesn't know what the Quran is saying, the message. This is called La Yusirun, the eyes are then closed. So if you see them read the Quran after doing dhikr, every verse will tell you its meaning. Subhanallah. Every verse will tell you its meaning. I swear by Allah. That's how great and beneficial is the Quran. And so enjoying that there's nothing more enjoying in the world than the Quran. Subhanallah. Nothing more sweet and beloved and beautiful than the Kalam Allah, Allah's Quran. Let me tell you this. So here, that we're so lazy, the Qur'an is in our hearts and we've forgotten the Qur'an. We've forgotten, we're ashamed saying that I'm a Hafiz. We're ashamed ourselves of saying, say Subhanallah. Yeah, look at the glory of Allah. The same person who struggled, worked hard and put the Qur'an in his heart. So difficult, brothers, to memorize the Qur'an. The same individual, you see him, you say, what's the problem? Nothing, nothing, just nothing. He's even forgotten that I'm a ghafil. I'm ignorant and this ignorance has taken me to this position that despite having the Qur'an in his heart, Ramadan, I don't even have a desire. I don't even know. The person who Allah gives a maqam, a status, who are grateful, they're not lazy. All night long they read the Qur'an. Subhanallah. So much enjoyment they have from reading the Quran that they cannot imagine. Subhanallah. But today we see Hafiz. So many Hafiz you'll see, but they've forgotten the Quran. They're crying over these people, such people, Allah Ta'ala, that maybe we don't have the desire or the passion. If we had Quran in our heart, we'd read it, Allah. Why are they saying this? What's happened to these people? Why don't they read the Quran? The Quran is in their hearts, women folk, men folk, I'll show you. Brethren. The alims, scholars, they don't know about the ilm, the knowledge. They're going against the ilm, the knowledge. The biggest point is that their salah is not correct, the alims, the scholars. 8 years, 6 years, they studied, running after dunya, but this was not their niyyah. The mother and father didn't have this intention, nor was their intention the same. Just, they wanted that stamp on the certificate, the title, scholar. Otherwise, they don't know what's the ilm, what is knowledge, what's the practice on it. Nothing. Okay, not here, but forget that. If they don't implement it, they go against it. Their deeds are in opposition to the ilm. What is an alim? The one who knows, who has the knowledge. He's aware. He studied the kitabs. He's learned how to pray salah, how to be saved from sin, how to reject the trap of shaitan. That's an alim who's learned this. Yes, that's what it means. He's learned this. Shaitan, I'll prevent him like this, stop like this at the Hajj time. And he's trying to stop me from Quran. But he doesn't know, that poor soul. He doesn't open up, say, Al-Bukhari or this and that. Just money and house and this country. Then what did you study? Just, my bhaji, father sent me, mother forced me, I studied. But I'm doing the right thing now, my business, and I'm doing courses and this and that. So Allah, will you not ask tomorrow? So what is this? Why was that person? Why is this situation created? Due to ghaflat, ghafil. He doesn't know that the stage of the ghafilin now that he's trapped in. If he'd stopped himself in the first stage of ghaflat, laziness, that if I'm not getting to the next majlis, then stop there, put the brakes on. How can it be I can't get to the majlis? I will go, definitely. How can it be that I won't go? Impossible. I don't want to go backwards. I want to go upwards. And today the same alim says, impossible that I go backwards. Allah Ta'ala has given me ilm and I go backwards? No. I need to take this ilm to that position. To which position? Not for speeches. Rather, I need to go beyond this, above, higher. I will bring that practice into my life. I will implement. That if something's haram, unlawful, then I will leave that. I will never consume that thing that's haram that I've learned. I will not leave that salah. That the alim salah should be good. He knows about fiqh and he knows about knowledge. We've just read the Quran. He knows the meaning. So his salah should be on the high status. The status that has been explained in the kitabs, that salah like this, the Sahaba Karam, the noble companions used to pray. But it's sad to say that today our salahs are maybe good. And that after praying the four rakat, they're going forward. And after four, they disappeared. The rest aren't necessary. Eh? This isn't necessary. That's necessary. Today's scholars, they disappear. The scarf, what's this? Ulaikam ul ghafilun, the Quran states. Ghaflat, laziness, ignorance. So Allah says that I take the ilm out of their heart, the desire of the ilm comes out, that passion comes out. That if they're lazy with the Quran, then that zawq and the passion and the fervor gone. Hafiz sahab, he's a Hafiz sahab, he's a Qari sahab. They are sahabs who have nothing. Nothing. Empty. A person's lazy from dhikr, the desire for dhikr goes, disappears, ends. There's no name. When he says something, no name of Allah will come. Swearing, songs, and disrespect and wasteful talk. Not a dhakir, because Allah Ta'ala has taken his khawf out of his heart. No dhakir. That person was saying, Allah, Allah, doing dhikr. The same person, because he's entered into the phase of negligence, ignorance. So grab it from the first stage. You know when there's a small river, and then the river widens, and there's crack in, for example, the crack in your wall or the ceiling, if you don't seal it, then it widens, then till the morning the rain will flood in and your carpet will be wet. So you should seal that crack in the initial phase. Will we do this? Yes. So we should never leave any salah. Will you leave salah from today? Why? Because as soon as you leave the deed, then you become lazy, negligent. And before that stage even ends, then the next stage becomes even more dangerous. So Allah says, I'll make you satisfied with your idleness, with your neglect. You say, no, I'm fine, it's good what I've done. I've done the right thing, I've read thicker. So Allah Ta'ala says that he's then happy with his ignorance. Allah says, لا يفقهون, لا يبصرون, لا يسمعون. Allah says their ears will be there visible, but he'll be able to hear songs, music, but he won't be able to hear the tilawat of the Quran. Yes, he won't be able to hear the nasheeds. Quran, is there anything more sweet and melodious than the Quran? No. Subhanallah. So sweet, so beautiful. The whole universe is rejoicing when they hear the kalam Allah, the Quran. The heavens and the earth, they sway. Rejoice when Qari Sahib does recitation of the Quran. And is there any comparison to this? But what? He says, no, I don't want to hear. I want to hear Noor Jahan's song. Cham cham nachdi, I'm dancing around. Yeah, put that on for me. Let me hear that. And Gulukar, put this musician his song. I want to do this, I want to see you, I want to do this and that. Yeah, this is good. La yasmaun. Allah says, when this illness comes into the heart, then those negative things, they start to feel good. And those things that are close to Allah, you won't like. And those things that Allah Ta'ala loves, tilawat of Quran, waking up the night and reciting, like Tahajjud, the man said, I wake up 2 a.m. and I start, then consider, subhanallah, no negligence, Allah's elevated. He's not a ghafil. Allah Ta'ala's elevated his status, subhanallah. You understand what I'm saying? So say, subhanallah. Say it again, subhanallah. Will we now be lazy after this? No. Tell me. Otherwise, لا يفقهون لا يبصرون لا يسمعون. Allah Ta'ala stated. Allah says, not just here, then beyond it ends up where? Where does it end? Allah says, he becomes an animal. How does he become an animal? He forgets Allah. Then he starts worshipping the idols, worshipping trees. And I was surprised to know or see somebody told me that they're worshipping rats or mice nowadays. Babri Masjid, you know what they should, and then the rats came out, mice, and the rats and mice are their gods. The human being's god is a mouse, a rat. Ulaikam Allah says, Ghafilun. That those people, they went into the life of neglect and ignorance. So then start to worship that mouse, the rat, that small animal. We're sat here. But if we are lazy, remember, these verses have been revealed for this reason. I said in advance, I will take you then towards hell. If you go towards the life of being the ghafil, that place I've taken you to the high level status. How dare you disobey and take a U-turn and start to come down. Don't try that. Rather, elevate yourself. Say, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, I allowed you to wear imamah. And you say, I prefer topi. You speak about topi, the cap. Allah says, I'll make you the person bareheaded, you wonder, and you never have the tawfiq to cover your head. Because that you can practice the sunnah. And we see this with our eyes. With our eyes. Person who rejects the sunnah or criticizes it, Allah doesn't give the tawfiq to practice it. And then Allah makes him content and happy. He's happy, I'm fine, don't tell me, do you understand what I'm saying? What have you understood? That whoever arrives to a high maqam, don't go down in the levels. Don't demote yourself. Now, will you demote yourself or promote? If you demote, you become the ghafileen. And I say, if you're the ghafileen, then those people become animals. And then ajeeb beyond that, not just animals, balwadal. Allah says that the animals are better than that person. He's worse than the animals, that person. Balwadal becomes worse than the animals. But now, what's the hal of the people? Look at them. Think for yourselves. That what does a person worship? Who does he consider a god? Who does he prostrate to? Jinn and but and idols. The same human being like me. Their heart, body, their kidneys, eyes, they're all the same as us. But they become those people who have forgotten Allah's favors, not accepted them. They change their deen. Then they've arrived to this position. So when a person's on a higher class position, Sufis, friends of Allah, never do this mistake. I don't feel like it. Don't practice. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, a great alim, mujaddid, revive the deen of Suluk. And every chapter he wrote these words and gave us nasiha. And my Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh said, that remember this, this is the highest stage. Dhikr, to arrive to dhikr. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Say again subhanallah. This is the highest stage in which you're sat, to which, for about which the angels are envious and proud. Don't think you're a low level person. No, no, no. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah stated, Hazrat Sahib said it as well. Always Hazrat Sahib said, my Shaykh, that when you arrive to this state and level, Allah makes you a dhakir, and the awareness and understanding of dhikr comes into you. Then be careful of one thing. From shaitan's angle, big, big attacks will come to you to make you lazy. He will grab your tasbih, take away from me. He'll take majalis away from your heart's love. He'll make you lazy, negligent. He'll try to make you run away from the majlis or the good company in every way. But be careful about one thing. Whether you feel like it or not, whether your heart feels like it or not, whether you want to do it or not, whether your heart accepts or not, whether you see the benefit or not, but never, never leave the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And this is a very famous event. Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah. Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Sahib, the great personality. Great Sheikh, great human being. And he came out of his hujra, and the afternoon heat, he had become almost blind in his final days. And he purposely didn't cure his eyesight. My husband said this, people said to him, cure your eyesight, take the remedy, you know, the cataract. He said, what cure? This husband, why don't you do this? He said that you have to close your eyes for maraqba. Allah Ta'ala automatically has healed the eyes now, subhanallah. That's why I stay in maraqba. What great sheikhs and understanding and thought process. He said, I had to stay in maraqba anyway. So Allah Ta'ala automatically sealed my eyes. What a great, forget about the remedy, cure my masalah. That's what we need to think about. Anyway, so he said, came out in the heat, Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Sahib, the Hazrat Sheikh Sahib, Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, who was there, Hazrat Mullah Zakariya Sahib said, I was there, my uncle. You know his uncle? You know who that is? Who was he? You don't even know? Hazrat Mullah Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah, he said, we were both sat there outside his hujra, outside his room, when we saw the afternoon time, and he came out, he had an emotion. He said, is anyone sat here? He couldn't see us. We said, yes, Hazrat, we're sat here. Zakariya and me as well, his uncle said. Please order us, instruct us. He said, remember this point I'm telling you. These were his words. Suddenly, maybe some ilham, inspiration must have come into his heart. I consider this, what can be the reason for this, that it's coming to my heart. Because Allah Ta'ala wanted him to do the work of the deen, tabligh. And both uncle and nephew were there, and they did great work of the deen. So Allah Ta'ala wanted that nasir to come to them, that your jama'ah that will be there, they should never be ghafil from dhikr. The jama'ah that comes from them. Today, tabligh brothers, they're a bit lazy with regards to dhikr. Remember this point. So first, they will give them the message that the work of the deen that you will do, implement tabligh. So never continue to give nasiha to your jama'ah. And the nasiha they both gave, they remember one thing. Both of you listening to me, Hazrat Rashid Sahib Gangohi Sahib, they said that don't ever be lazy about dhikr, whether your heart feels like it or not. That never leave the dhikr of Allah. And he said this and he went in. Because this is the highest level of class. The highest rank of class. So a person becomes like an animal, and then worse than an animal when he's ungrateful. And where does he get to? Allah says that those people are the losers and the ghafilin, and they will go into Jahannam in high quantity because they become the ghafils. So Allah Ta'ala says that my favors, they will become a burden for them. And the next verse is so beloved. Allah says, is there any hafiz can tell me if I don't recite it? Walillahi asma'ul husna. Allahu Akbar. This is the next verse. Allah Ta'ala says, walillahi asma'ul husna. Allah Ta'ala's name is very beautiful. Fadu biha. Is this not the next verse? From where Allah Ta'ala gives, the Allah Ta'ala says first, that what's the reason for this? That if you want to be saved from this, then the biggest thing is what? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala's name, remember it, recite it. Subhanallah. Do the dhikr of Allah's name. This is the most beautiful thing. There's no more beautiful and sweet name than this name of Allah. It will eliminate all of your issues. Allah says that my name is the most beautiful and sweet. Remember it. So my brothers, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the ni'mas Allah Ta'ala has given to us, to this jama'ah who are sat here, especially in dhikr. So we should go above, promote ourselves, not down or demote ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to implement this. Ameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطبنا وامدنا كل ذلك عندنا. لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين. يا ايها يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. يا حيّ يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة والإيمان. اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات ائت حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات ائت بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا.
بس خواتین نے آپ سے بیماری کے لیے دعاؤں کے لیے التجا فرمانے کے لیے کہا ہے. دعا خاتون بہت سخت بیمار ہیں, ایک ہاسپٹل میں ہیں, دل کا دورہ پڑا ہے جس کی وجہ سے بہت ہی زیادہ پریشانی میں ہے. ایک جوان سارا بچی ہے, اس بیچاری کو کینسر بتایا اور کافی پریشانی میں ہے اور بیماری میں مبتلا ہے. بس اللہ کے ہاں تو کوئی چیز مشکل نہیں ہے, بس اللہ سے کرکڑا کے دعا کریں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ان دونوں خواتین کو صحت عافیت نصیب فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ کے بچوں کی حفاظت فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو صحت ایمان والی عطا فرمائے, ان کے علاوہ ان کو صبر بھی عطا فرمائے.
صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ والی صحبہ ازواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون والسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.